I think Amari Cooper's not going to finish the probably might not finish the month with the Browns. Well, November 5th is the trade deadline, right?
Yes.
Okay. He might finish the month. That's about it. Yeah. I don't think he's going to make it to Thanksgiving with the Browns.
All right. So how did this break down this fast? This guy was a rock. He was supposed to be
1-4. They're 1-4. That's how it broke down.
Yeah, but I'm talking about more than that. I'm talking about not just like, hey, we're liquidating assets or trying to get whatever. I'm talking about this guy was so steady since he's been here. It was one of the best moves that Andrew Berry has made, and he deserved all the credit in the world for that trade for Amari Cooper. And they brought him in here, and all he's done is be consistent, outstanding. Mm-hmm. He, even last year, the Flacco game, his best career game, and now this year, it looks like the guy can't play football anymore. What happened?
Well, separate the fandom from it, and like there's frustration every time. Like I know, like he kind of put it on the media before, and then you know, I get that, but I don't know. I have a lot of respect for Amari Cooper, but you know, again, if they were 4-1, this wouldn't even be a conversation whatsoever. We'd be flying high, and it'd be green grass and high tides forever. But they're 1-4. They look listless out there in the field. I think a lot of people talk themselves into it. A lot of people who, even guys who are dour on the Browns. I'm not going to use names, but I think when I say the term dour, I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about. A lot of people thought they were like, man, this is one of them NFL games where they go out to Washington, and Washington's a hot team. They got a hot rookie, and they just play well, and they win. And they didn't just not do that. They were decimated. And it was a blowout, and it looked terrible while they did it. And so let me tell you this. Now that they're 1-4, they're going to think big picture, and they're going to start to have conversations about making changes and liquidating an asset that is a very good football, still can be a very good football player, that they probably, because the money's paid, that a team doesn't have to pay for really with everything else, that maybe you could get a little bit higher of a pick. I just don't know what you're getting. Can you get a third rounder for Amari Cooper?
He's
30 years old.
He's a rental, and he hasn't looked good. I don't think he can.
Okay. Can you get a fourth rounder for Amari Cooper?
Maybe that.
Because we'll get to a point where you go far enough, it's like, well, why don't I just hold on to him? Well, you're 1-4, and who knows what the rest of the month is going to hold for you.
Well, what's the who's in the market for him, right?
Kansas City.
And then you see Juju had 130 yards last night. So why would they give up a third for Amari Cooper when they just have Juju right there?
Well, maybe Patrick Mahomes is going to take out Juju Smith-Schuster too. Maybe that's going to change some things.
No, I'm just saying, like, the market does dictate that a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, again, they're not going to trade him right now. I don't think they're going to trade him right now, but the market will dictate it because
yeah, we've got four games.
You had the Eagles who are bringing back two wide receivers. It seems to be who are bringing back two wide receivers. So
that's the report.
So like if, God forbid, like if Alan Lazard goes down over in New York, well, now the Jets are going to make a call. Depending on a lot of these teams that maybe find themselves in a bit of a position they didn't think they were going to be in. I mean, if somebody goes down in Minnesota, do the Vikings make a call? I mean, he's a professional wide receiver who I know it's been a bit of an up and down year, but can obviously still catch a pass and do a good job. Like these are conversations they're going to have. But you're right. Okay. I don't know if you're going to get like a third rounder or anything like that.
I'm sure you're waiting until week 10.
Yeah,
that's true. Less games for a team to get him. I don't know that I have an answer for this, so I'm punting it to you because I want to know.
Okay, great. Can't wait to give an answer for this one.
How much did his name coming up in the Ayuk stuff factor into this?
Had to have.
I mean, we know the contract. The contract situation was a contract situation. You know, he did his hold in or whatever it was. He even kind of laughed about it afterwards. He basically admitted he was a bad negotiator, you know, when it came down to it. He wanted a new contract. He did.
Well, if I'm Amari Cooper, I'd be frustrated myself. I'm an emotional guy. And I think he tries to take emotion out of it. I don't know. I've had 7 1,000-yard seasons. How many quarterbacks did I play with last year? Was he a Pro Bowler? I believe he was. It's not hard to make Pro Bowls anymore. I think he was good enough to be a Pro Bowler. Amari Cooper was great. My name is never talked about amongst the elites. My name is never talked about as amongst those guys. Now, he's been paid like that. I mean, he's made $100 million in his career. But once you make $100 million, you like to make as much as you possibly can because you're not going to be able to play this game forever. His next contract will be it. And how much is that contract going to be at 30 years old? Probably 2 years, not very much.
That's probably what
it is. And so he's trying to avoid that. And he knew that they were coming off a season where your quarterback had shoulder surgery. He's the number one target. God bless David Njoku, but he's still the number one target. You got a running back coming back from a major injury.
And he arguably had...
this was his time to try to negotiate something.
Last year, arguably his best year as a pro. I mean, he had 1,250 yards.
Yeah.
So... I think this is tough. This is a business, so I understand everything that led up to him having to hold in. Okay, I get that. And I also understand why his name was brought up in Ayuk stuff. Is there a way the Browns could have done this in a smarter way?
What other way were they going to be able to do it?
Just the fact that his name got out there in the Ayuk thing, and we asked at the time, what is that going to mean? What is that going to mean for him? The fact that then he went to Instagram, right? Then he lashed out at the media. Like, none of that happens if his name isn't brought up in those trade talks. Like,
they denied it, but of course they're going to deny it. They're never going to say that they offered Amari Cooper. I didn't think it made sense for the 49ers, and clearly it didn't. They would have rather had a Brandon Ayuk, and they were able to work it out with Brandon Ayuk finally after a while. But I think that you had to give them something that was what's the word I'm looking for here?
No, that's
that,
right.
That would work out with these two, that you could give them a professional wide receiver back and help them out for the right now. But Amari Cooper's going to want a contract. So he wasn't going to get a contract from the 49ers when they could have just signed Brandon Ayuk for $25-plus million instead of a 30-year-old wide receiver who still wanted a contract. It wasn't going to go that way. So they eventually got Ayuk signed. He stays with us. But, of course, his name's going to be attached to a lot of things. And, yeah, it spoils it there. Because he's a proud man, and I'm sure he's upset about hearing that. Tim on the road, you're first up on the Fan.
Timmy!
Hey, you guys, is this a slow news day or what? This is the stupidest conversation I've ever heard. Guys, the Browns are not trading any player from this team. They're 1-4. There's 12 games left of the season. You don't have Super Bowl aspirations and start off 1-4 and say, oh, we're going to sell all our Pro Bowl players. It's not going to happen.
What gives you confidence? What gives you confidence?
Yeah, there's 12 games left because a guy that's a quarterback was a Pro Bowl quarterback for 3 years in Houston. That's what gives me the confidence.
That was 5 years ago. Do you believe this? Do you really believe what you're saying?
Yes, I do believe it. I still think he's still a talented player. You don't lose talent like that overnight. Come on, guys. Why does Cleveland always overreact about everything?
So if we were in Cincinnati, if he were playing this way and we were all in Cincinnati, we wouldn't feel the same way?
Cincinnati's 1-4 too. But
I said if we were all in Cincinnati, if all of us were in Cincinnati, or we were in Detroit, or we were in New York, or any other NFL city, and we were 1-4, and the quarterback were playing this way, we wouldn't feel the same way?
No, Cincinnati's not overreacted because they've lost 4 games.
Oh my God.
In the last,
I said any. You are blaming it on Tim. You are blaming it on Cleveland, saying that Cleveland always overreacts to these things. And I'm telling you that any other city, if we were in Green Bay, from Timbuktu to Portland, Oregon, to Portland, Maryland, for that matter, would overreact to this and be upset with us.
Hey,
Portland,
hey,
Maine.
Ken. Ken,
what? Kenny Bunkport.
There's 12 games left. You
I understand.
Haven't played.
Can you give
you
me?
Haven't even played an
can
AFC
you give me,
North game yet.
Can you give me anything other than 12 games is going to get this thing going?
Yeah, because you haven't even played an AFC North game.
You so what tells you that I'm going to have confidence playing in the AFC North?
Have you looked at this division? Baltimore's terrible. Cincinnati's terrible.
Well, I'm done.
Maybe it was a step
no,
up.
God bless Tim.
Now,
no, God bless Tim. No, you need people like that.
Tim can say God bless.
Well, the Browns,
you need people.
You're not getting that extension from everyone.
The Browns do need that. Admittedly, I did say Cincinnati season's not over in the 7 in heaven because I had to come up with a 17.
Yeah.
And their quarterback is playing lights out again. So I will say that. Like, if Deshaun Watson was playing lights out and we were losing games, I think there would be more Tims out there.
I wish the division games counted for more, and they kind of do because you're playing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's only 6 of them. You play 17 a year now. There's only 6 of them. Cincinnati's 9-21 under Zach Taylor
in the division.
I hope Tim.
And they've been to the AFC championship game twice. The division games you can't put. That's, well, we got those left because you have 6 that aren't division games.
I hope Tim's right. I don't believe him whatsoever, and I think there's guys in the locker room that don't believe Tim whatsoever.
It wasn't just a Cleveland thing, by the way.
No.
Did you hear the national guys the last 2 days?
It's not just about, guys, it's not about Cleveland. Again, if we were
Dan Orlovsky National.
If we were in any city, name any of the cities in the Johnny Cash song, and they were an NFL franchise, they would still feel that way. You're 1-4. Your quarterback has not played well. Your entire team is terrible. What tells you that they're going to have, because there's 12 more games? Come on, that's not real.